Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just put another drop of bliss on. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go, your dial cigarette. Correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in and talk to with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen, you may. 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. You can put that number in your phone, your smartphone, if you have unlimited long distance. You can listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether we are live or not, the program endlessly is available in a two-hour loop. That's the listen line, 605-562-7727. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vietnam. I love that way. Good morning. I know. I love it. I just, the way he greeted on Karnauer, I think it was Karnauer, I forget his name, in Vietnam. Yep. We used to listen to it. Good morning, Vietnam. Like it was a wonderful place to be.
Yeah.
So your cows have icicles in their eyelashes.
They do. It is so cold here. And I feel bad for them. I want to go up to them and say, let me get these icicles off your eyelashes. And, you know,
there's a whole new meaning to butterfly kissing.
Yeah, it's freezing. Rick, it's freezing here. 4 degrees. And, you know, that's something that we should talk about. You know, this broadcast classroom is about preparedness. And when it's cold out, our animals eat more feed than they do when it's warm. Literally, they eat twice as much to three times as much. Right now we're feeding three times as much hay as we would feed them if it were, let's say, 50 degrees.
Well, it's like a fireplace. You know, it needs more fuel to heat up the body.
Yeah, and the reason I've mentioned that is, you know, as things get worse, as we in the United States of America are going to have to do more physical work, you know, right now a lot of us say, wow, what a rough day, I was pounding that keyboard. You know, I was looking at that screen. that's not much work. Compare that to getting out and digging a ditch or repairing an underground water line or framing a house or re-roofing a house or, you know, something that's heavy, far, heavy and far. Just try that and see how much fuel you're going to need. So the point of this little bit of discussion is that whatever food you think you're going to need, if you're out there actually building a garden by hand, if you're out there working your animals by hand, putting up fence, repairing fence by hand, the hard way, digging with a post hole digger, you're going to use a lot more fuel. So keep in mind that whatever fuel you think you're going to need for your body going forward in the good days, when life is easy and the heaviest thing you lift is a pencil, well, you're going to use more fuel. So keep that in mind. That's the point of that.
It's going to get worse when you realize that it isn't about food. It's going to be about water. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that. That's what's going to cause serious breakdown in everything. When municipalities are unable to deliver their services.
Rick, I have seen municipalities in action. Let me give you an example. When we had an expo in Springfield, Missouri, there was a young man. He was handicapped. He was an employee of the county government, city county government, and he was a worker at the expo hall. I mean, he was the guy that would clean up and make sure the trash cans were emptied and those kinds of things. And he was severely handicapped because his legs were deformed. And they would bang into each other with each step. And he was really quite handicapped. And I asked Dr. Joel Wallach to meet with him, and I asked Norm Shealy, and you know, we had our best team work with him. And there literally is nothing that we could do to fix the problem other than, supplements and give him the best shot he's got. But it's not going to fix the bent bones, the deformity of the bones. And Dr. Wallach said it's because his mother didn't have the nutrition that she needed, before and during pregnancy. Well, I went to, right after the expo, I said, I'm going to see if I can get you some help. So I called the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation in Springfield, Missouri. And I said, there's a client that you can help. This man really could use some assistance. He has trouble getting around. And what the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation in every single state, their mission is to help people either get a job, keep a job, or do better through assistance of either braces, eyeglasses, surgery, whatever it is to help someone get a job and stay employed. That is their mission. So I called them up and I thought, here's a great success for you guys who work for the government. You can actually put this one down in the positive side of what a great job you did helping this guy. I couldn't get them off dead center. I said, all you have to do is go to the fairgrounds and see him. I'll help you set up the appointment. All you have to do is go there and meet with him. They said, he'll have to come in to see us. And I said, wait a minute. He can't get there. Can't you go see him? It's in the same city, right? Nope, we can't do it. He has to come to our office. I said, don't you guys have a lunch hour? Can't you go see him on your... Nope, can't do it. Do you know what they... I said, all right, I've had it with you guys. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about you on the air. And at the time, I was on a local radio station in Springfield. And I said, okay, I'm going to talk about vocational rehabilitation and what you guys don't do. And you know what they did? You know what the reaction was? I really thought that they would say, oh, geez, he's going to be talking about us. Let's go see this guy and let's help him. No. What they did instead was they marshaled their forces. They went to the capital of the state of Missouri, Jefferson City, and they figured out how they're going to fight me. Can you imagine? So there's a reason why I'm telling you this whole story. They get five or six people to figure out how they're going to do battle with me on the air. Instead of saying, hey, Vinny, I'll tell you what, you really have a good point. All we have to do is give up our lunch hour, or what we'll do is we'll just talk to the boss and see if we can go drive and see this man and help him. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. We don't know, but we're going to do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. No, instead of doing that, they rally their forces, spend all kinds of money, waste all kinds of time to fight me. Okay, so I'm thinking they're doing the wrong thing. Well, what I'm saying, that ties to this water situation, Rick, because if you think these government minions are going to help you do the right thing, should there be a catastrophe where the water supply is in jeopardy, they are only going to do what is in their own interests. They are not interested in other people, and I've just proven it.
Yeah, it's going to get real bad when we do have a default in the delivery of our water that we take for granted. This morning you were talking about the water problems. Oregon and California are in a world of hurt. We are the driest no reserve for the fall. It's going to get much, much worse. The weather is changing everywhere. Why?
Rick, since you mentioned it, let's go in a little deeper. You talked about the snowpack. Let's share with our class what happens with farming and snow. So, class, you know, we have these droughts in the summer, and we go, geez, you know, it hasn't rained for a while. But during the winter, when we have snow, the snow melts slowly. And as it melts slowly, the water enters the ground slowly. And because it's a slow melt, the water just doesn't run off the surface of the ground and run downhill and join streams and creeks and rivers and ultimately go to the ocean. So what we want to have is we do want to have snow so that the ground will have the moisture content necessary for riding out the summer during the growing seasons, you know, the spring, the summer, and the fall. Well, if we don't have that snowpack, we will not have the moisture in the soil, and we will not have the growth. The growth could be grass for the cows. I know most people like to eat meat. Well, if we don't have grass, seriously, if we don't have grass, we won't have cows. And if we don't have cows, we won't have beef. And I know the government is telling us that, you know, cows are the problem. If it wasn't for these darn cows, we wouldn't have this air pollution problem we would have. We wouldn't have this global warming if it wasn't for these darn cows. It's not true. It's not true. Without cows, we would have a tough time having fields of grass, because the cows keep the grass trimmed. Have you ever had the opportunity to see what happens if you don't cut your grass for 2 years? Have you ever had the opportunity to see? Pretty soon you have saplings, and you have briars, and it's hard to return to that and walk through it. Give it 10 years, and you've got the beginnings of a woods. So the cows keep that in check. They really do. And if you look at a farm, class, when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, if you'd like to buy a farm, we have an instructor who has a real estate organization, and he's bringing with him a portfolio of farms that you can buy. If you want to buy a 10, 20, 50, 100, 200, whatever size farm you want, you can talk to him about that. He'll tell you how much it costs. He'll show you pictures. Here's the point. You may want to leave where you are because of the water situation. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Phoenix, Arizona. I flew over Phoenix, and I'd like to get Rick's comment about water in Phoenix and water in Las Vegas. Those are two places I don't think I'd want to live if there's a problem with water. We'll be right back. So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors. Medical doctor Norman Shealy. Engineer Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author Captain John Reagan. Counterterrorist Mike Ma. Author Rich Sheban. And the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work. How to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, when I was studying at the university back in the 1970s, the early 1970s, one of our professors said, you know, in the next 40 years, you guys are gonna have some problems. And the problems are energy, pollution, water, and garbage. He said, those are going to be challenges that you're going to have to face. What are you going to do with all the garbage? And what about all the garbage that we've created to this point? What are we going to do for energy for all the people? What are we going to do about the air pollution, the water pollution? And what are we going to do about clean, fresh water? Because there isn't as much of it as we think. Even though the earth is three-quarters of the surface of the earth is covered with water, most of it's not drinkable. Okay, so that's what he said. Now, that brings me to what I was going to say about Phoenix and Las Vegas. So, Rick, I was flying. I went to the National Association of Broadcasters convention in Las Vegas. So I got a chance to fly into Las Vegas, and I flew over Phoenix. And I'll tell you, when you look at what you're flying over to get to those two locations, you know, you see desert, desert, and more desert. And you realize that Las Vegas really has no reason to exist other than the reason of politics, meaning prostitution is legalized in some areas of just outside the city, and also gambling is legalized. Other than that, you have to bring in everything. Everything has to be brought into Las Vegas because there aren't many farms around there for food. There's electricity has to be brought in and water has to be brought in. And then when you fly over Phoenix, you can fly for 15 or 20 minutes, and you're still over Phoenix, and you wonder, where did all that water come from? Where did the water come from for Las Vegas? Why did we build this? Okay? And you then realize that
it is an argument for privatization of water. And they're trying to do it in several states right now. Unbelievable. I don't have the answer. I have a well. I don't have access to the well with power. It means I have a hand pump. You can put a vacuum system on where you hand pump the water out of the ground. How deep do you think you have to go when you're in Reno to drill a well?
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that went...
I mean, it's crazy.
Rick, we had a property on a mountaintop in West Virginia. When we lived in Virginia, we had this Plan B location in West Virginia. And it was on top of a mountain. And we drilled a well, and it was over 500 feet deep. 508 to be exact. This well was really expensive to drill because it was so deep. And then it was really expensive to put a pump at the bottom of a 500-foot well. And the pipe that had to support that column of water, that 500-foot column of water with the pump on the end, the pipe had to be able to, I believe it was 800 pounds, 800 pounds in this column of water to get out of the well. I mean, so these are some serious mechanical challenges. The point of all this is, Rick, without water, you're going to die in 3 days. I mean, on average. So you're absolutely right. You have to have water. And we think food is the most important. It's not. Water, actually, air is the most important. Then water. Then food. And shelter is right up there at the top. I mean, you can freeze very quickly, or you can bake very quickly. So we've decided that something that we have to do at the Get Prepared Expo, and we've done it for almost every one of our expos, is have a water expert. Someone who can tell you, okay, in that location, here's how far you're going to have to drill to hit water. 200 feet, 230 feet, 238 feet, 330 feet. Our expert will tell you how far you have to drill and whether the water in that area is drinkable, because there's water that you can hit easily at 100 feet, which is polluted. So I'm trying to suggest to our class that you think about getting out of the city if you're in the city and getting to the countryside where you have your own water well. And then you have a backup plan should your pump fail. We have a backup plan for our pump should it fail. But think about it. What are you going to do without water? Also, hey, Rick, how about this? Where did we start settling in this country? Did we go to the desert and say, hey, what a great place? Or did we settle where there was water? Let's talk about that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Physicist. What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried, long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, so we're talking about water, and I happened to mention that we settled this land where the water was. We settled the Atlantic. We settled near streams. We settled where the best farmland was. And if you think about it, the next thing we did was pave it over. We took the best farmland, and we grew crops on it, and more people came to that farmland. Let's talk about the Garden State. New Jersey, the Garden State. Awesome soil, magnificent soil, dark soil, rich soil. There used to be a lot of farms in New Jersey. And now it's paved over. We are killing ourselves. We're polluting our water. We're paving our best farmland. And what's left? Well, we got some desert. But it's really hard to farm in the desert.
What's really wrong, too, is that when we pave, we change the water run and the way water behaves. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. Out here in Oregon, we have serpentine soils, which means right out of the gate we have to test for arsenic. You just don't know what's going to come out of the ground. You have to test it. You can't just presume it's going to be clean. Up in South Dakota, I watch the water come out of the ground there. It's white. How does that work? It's so alkaline, it's unbelievable. I don't think we really understand that food has been taken away from us, hijacked by GMO, control of subsidies, with what we call storable commodities. And that whole system of capitalism no longer works, shortages and surpluses. And so what we're having to do is rewrite everything again in terms of how we do simple things like our food. You know, just starting a garden is essential right now. You have up to 5 years max before everything goes to heck. And when it does, if you don't have your food together, just the idea of being sovereign, you need right now today, you should have at least 3 days of water on hand for every person and animal in your household. That's not even talking about hygiene. And then have a backup plan of how to replace it the first day. Because if you do not do that, you will become a different kind of citizen where the red dragons are going to go out and round you up for FEMA. That's how it works.
Rick, I know you met Brooklyn Bagwell. She is the casting director for Doomsday Preppers, National Geographic's semi-educational entertainment program about preparing. She's been to many of our Get Prepared Expos. She's been on the air with us. And she was telling us the story about Superstorm Sandy. And she was in New York City when this happened. The power went out. Traffic lights were dark. The police were in the intersections trying to direct traffic. The trucks, the bridges were shut down. You couldn't get in or out of New York City. And you had, and those who were in New York City had what they had. And they didn't have any water. Literally, they had no water to drink. And she was in an apartment on the fourth floor with her roommate. So these two girls were very, very frightened because it was dark, and they're pretty girls, and they were being followed, and they just felt very uncomfortable. We talked about what it was like, and she wished that she had a firearm, but in New York City, legally you should be able to have one, but according to New York City, you can't. And she said that water was a problem. And she realized how important water was. Before the storm, she had no place to store water. After the storm, she found out that there was a spot under her bed where she could store cases of water. So what the lesson that she shared with us was, it really wasn't convenient to store water, but boy, she was really glad to get it when she was able to find some at multiple times the standard price.
Because Sandy was almost a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. And there are still places in New Jersey, because of Hurricane Sandy, that still do not have power.
Now, not only that,
how do you get a well to work without power unless you're hand pumping it?
And that's a really good point. What you can do, let's say you don't have power. If you have a generator, that'd be great. And let's talk about this, Rick, for just a minute. Hurricane Sandy was October 31st, 2012. So it was a couple of years ago. When we lived in Virginia, we had an ice storm, and it was just rain that froze, and it froze on the power lines, and the power lines became heavy, and they started to droop, and then they broke. And when the power lines broke, people down from those broken power lines had no power. And many people like us had water wells that we powered with electricity. But it was okay because a lot of our neighbors had generators. However, most wells operate on 220 volts or 240 volts. And even though generators that you can buy have an outlet for 240 volts, most of us do not hook up our wells to our generator or have a connection to fire up that generator with that 5 gallons of gas that we might have and pump water. We don't think about that. So none of our neighbors had water. None. Not one. Except us. Because we thought, you know, what we'll do is we'll hook up a generator, we'll put it in our barn, a diesel-powered generator with 275 gallons of diesel fuel in one of those old heating oil tanks that was in the basement of a, you know, like a city or a suburban house, 275 gallons of fuel oil, got one of those tanks for $25, hooked it up to our generator, and we had plenty of fuel, burning at a half a gallon per hour, using the generator for an hour or two a day. We could go a long time with 275 gallons. But we had ours hooked up to a transfer switch, so the generator was hooked up to everything, every single outlet, every device on our farm.
If you were to go to Mexico today, you will find that every single house, including the slums of Mexico City, every single house has a small reservoir above their roof for gravity delivery of their water. And each will hold up to about 3 to 5 days of water. And every single home in Mexico has that. By the way, hello to Grace Thorne down in Mexico. Wish you were back here. I have to tell you, the United States is extremely ill-prepared for any kind of absolutely it's going to happen event. Whether it's a coronal mass ejection from the sun, it is a CMA false flag to show the populace how vulnerable we are. Who knows how it's going to play? I know you can count on it. And if you're not prepared, you're going to have to go to FEMA. And if you go to FEMA, it will be like Hotel California. Once you're on their register and books, you're in for the duration. That's how it's going to work.
Rick, I absolutely believe that. And one of our instructors, his name is Rich Sheban. He'll be at the expo, and he'll be staying with you and me at the farmhouse during the expo. He's going to come in from Montana. Now, he lives off the grid. So if the power goes down, the only way he might know it is if he were listening to over-the-air radio, he might not get reception. However, what he does is he has a solar array that charges his battery bank. And when he charges his batteries, he's good for a while until they discharge. Now, if it's overcast, or really, really snowy, and there's not much sun, he's not going to get much of a charge. But for him, that's okay because he has a generator that he can start up and charge the batteries. So he might be able to run for a week without starting that generator. Now, what he does is pretty much what you talked about in Mexico. He has a storage container for water that is gravity fed. So what he does is he pumps water up into an overhead storage container for water, and then he can turn on the faucet, and water will gravity feed out of this overhead storage container. Brilliant, brilliant, eloquent, very simple setup. And class, the reason I'm mentioning this is it works. And what we've done at our farm, I've been asked to provide practical solutions. What we've done at our farm is we bought 4 330-gallon totes. And these are used containers. They're roughly a cube. They're surrounded by a galvanized rust-resistant cage They're a white, opaque plastic cage, maybe translucent would be more, translucent plastic, like a milk bottle, but very heavy, very thick, and it holds 330 gallons of water. So what I'm doing is I put these, stack these in a location that is overhead, higher than the faucets. I can fill them with water. So that's 330 gallons. I'll fill them 90% full. That's 300 gallons each. So we'll have 300 times 4, 1,200 gallons of water at the ready, gravity fed to the farm. Now, what we do is we fire up that generator if the power goes down, make sure those water tanks are full, and then I shut the generator off. That way we don't have to run the generator 24 hours a day, and we'll have water, and we'll be able to survive for weeks on that 1,200 gallons of water. How much did it cost? $85 per container. You buy them used, and make sure you get them food grade. So you can get them that were used for oils, you know, food products. Don't get the ones that are used for insecticides, okay? Don't do that. So get the ones that are used for food, and there are plenty of them, and you get them for less than $100 a piece. That's a great way to store 300 gallons of water for $85. Brickley, come back. Let's talk more about water and the importance of it, and let's give some tips and tricks for our survival. Water. What do you do in the city? We'll help you when we come back. Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March. Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
Oh, God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are talking about water and the importance of water. Rick, what are your thoughts? How do we make sure that we have plenty of water, safe drinking water, filtration systems? What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. This is one of the things we're going to deal with at the workshop in Lebanon. Matt and I are going to talk about water and food and building these lifeboats. Every region is different in terms of how water works and how water flows. In the state of Oregon, right now, it is illegal to capture water into a rain barrel from your roof. They've actually tested, individuals have tested the law, and they put them in jail because, quote, what falls from the heaven belongs to the state of Oregon. Now, our water laws need to be revisioned and reworked, because it should be divine right. You have access to food and water. That's one of the reasons I'm doing the garden program that is so important. The idea of just having a minor amount of sovereignty. If you don't have your water together, you're going to be absolutely dependent on the bureaucratic system for delivery. And let me tell you, it's going to be a world of hurt. And so, no matter what else is said today, if you, all of you listening right now, should have a plan on how you're going to do your own water. You need a minimum of 3 days of water per person in your household. And usually the correct way to calculate that is you take half your weight in pounds as ounces. That means if you're 200 pounds, wait, you need 100 ounces of water every day going through your body. Not even talking about hygiene or cooking. You can't get your water by drinking milk. Doesn't work like that anymore. more than the James Bond movie when he sent him out into the desert with a can of oil. What happens when he gets thirsty?
You know, Rick, some of this discussion makes my blood boil as we talk about, you know, the restrictions on water.
They're trying to take control of the water away from the individual, and that is the end of man.
Your governments have destroyed the water supply. We have taken trash from the cities on the coast, and we've dumped trash in the ocean. We've polluted the ocean. We've got municipal water systems dumping sewage into streams and rivers. This is the kinds of things that we've been doing. And yet then these guys want to take our water that we've been protecting, because they've destroyed theirs. Well, I'm going to resist this with every morsel of energy that I have. I'm not going to let them take our water. We bought our land, and we are protecting our land, and we're not going to let them steal our water. Rick, let me tell you what farmers have done. In farms across the country, the wells have been mapped with GPS locations. So within, 50 feet or so, they know exactly where these wells are. They've all been mapped. So all the wells that are out here have been mapped. Or almost all of them. And what farmers are doing, because they know this is coming, is they are planting a new well. Literally, what they're doing is taking a piece of well pipe, let's say 6 feet long, and they're drilling a hole in the ground, and they're planting that piece of pipe. It goes nowhere. It looks like a well. It's got the electrical connections. It's got everything that a well would need, except it doesn't have a well on the bottom of it. It's just in the ground, 6 feet. It's capped, and then they fill it with concrete. Now it looks like it's a capped water well. And what they do is they disguise the well that's near there. The real well is disguised. So when these government minions come around and they look at the well, they go, "Huh, let's take the cap off." Well, it looks like this one's been sealed. It's capped off. It's not a well. Because the real well is hidden from these government thugs. Class, that's what's going on in farms all across the country. People are protecting the water from thieves. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. This is USA Preparedness.
Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows, but through private parties. Because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.